Sir in Masechta Yuma Daf Lamed Aleph. We will begin on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. We're still in the middle of explaining the Braisa that Abaya had quoted yesterday, the Seder Hayoim, the schedule of what Avoida took place after what Avoida on Yom Kippur. Not on Yom Kippur, every day of the year, I'm sorry. So the Braisa said the Ketoros la'Avarim. The Ketoros preceded the bringing of the burning of the Avarim. The Tanya, because the Braisa explains why. Yukdam Dovah Shinema Baba Boiker Baboiker. Regarding the Ketoros that's brought in the morning, the Ketoros says the word Boiker twice. L'Dovah Shleinema Ba El Boiker Echa Bavad. Versus the Avarim of the Karban Tamid, which the Torah only uses the word boiker one time. Some of Rashi points out that even though in the previous Gemara we had said that we say the word baboiker twice regarding the Shnei Zirim, the two logs of wood that were brought on the morning, so Rashi explains it was only regarding those logs of wood that were brought in the morning do we say that the Torah means boiker twice, not regarding anything else. Then we learned the Avarim al-Mincha. Burning of the Avarim precede the Mincha. The Tanya. Menayin shalai dova kodim tamat shal shachar. How do we know that nothing should precede the tamat shal shachar? Tamaloyma v'arach aleha oyla. So the Torah says ha oyla instead of just saying oyla. V'amar Rav, and Rav explains hey, oyla hi oyla rishayna. That the carbon oyla's tamat has to be the first carbon brought every day, and that's why it precedes anything else. The Mefarshim Taisus asks the question that of course the carbon oyla should come first, because we have our locha tadav she'ena tadav tadav kaidim, whatever comes more often comes first, and the carbon taida is the carbon tamid shel shachar is the most frequently brought carbon. You bring it every day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. So Taisus answers that we would only say that that refers to the haktarah, to the burning of the carbon tamid. How do we know that all aspects of the carbon tamid precede anything else? That's why we need to say ha'oila, that every aspect of the carbon tamid shel shachar precedes anything else. Another answer given is that we might have thought that only when we're comparing the carbon tamid to another carbon, which is an animal, so we said a carbon tamid is first. Here we're comparing carbon tamid to a carbon mincha. So maybe we should say we're like talking about apples and oranges, and there's no concept that the carbon oil is tade because it's two different type of carbonos. That's what the pasuk has to teach us, that even when compared to carbon mincha, a carbon oil comes first. Another answer that the Mikdash David gives is that normally the halacha of tadav shena tadar tadar kaidim says like this. I have two things that I have to do. I can only do one at a time. So the question is, what should I do first? So tadav shena tadar tadar kaidim tells me to do the more common thing first. But let's say I could do both simultaneously. So perhaps I should do both. The Beis HaMikdash was a very large area. The Beis HaMikdash was a place where there were many kahanim, so I could do the one group of kahanim could do the carbon tamid, another group could do the carbon mincha. It's not a contradiction. That's why the Gemara tells us that even under those circumstances, we have to do the carbon tamid first and nothing else, even simultaneously. Another answer given by the Mikdash David along the same lines is again, what does tadav she'ena tadav tadav kaidim mean? That when I have two karbonas, two mitzvahs to do, I don't know which one to do first, tada goes first. But what would be the situation, he says, if I could do only one? Let's speak about the case that the Gemara is speaking about. I have the ingredients, I have what's required to bring the karbon mincha available, but what I need for the karbon tamid, the animal isn't here. So perhaps that's not a situation of tadav shena tadav. I only could do the karbon mincha, the animal hasn't arrived. So if I were relying on tadav shena tadav tadav kaidim, I would be able to bring the carbon mincha first. The carbon tamid is not available. That's why the Torah has to tell us that even under such circumstances, bring the carbon Tamid first, even if the Mincha is available to you and the Karban Tamid is not. Similarly, along the same lines, the halacha is that a Karban Tamid l'chatchila should be brought until 4 hours in the day. It's like davening Shacharis. However, if one didn't bring it by the fourth hour of the day, he could bring it till Chatzos. So the Mefarshim explain what the Gemara here is teaching us is that even if it's already after the fourth hour of the day, so I missed the l'chatchila time when to bring the Karban Tamid. So at that point, I would say, I could bring the Karban Mincha before the Karban Tamid, if the Karban Mincha is available and the Karban Tamid is not. Teaches us the Gemara that the Karban Oila up till Chatzos should be brought before the Karban Mincha, and bring the Karban Tamid first up till Chatzos, and then only bring the Karban Mincha. Now, the question is, we're saying now that the Karban Tamid, and it's a Gemara, it's a din that we've learned more than once already in this Masechta, the Karban Tamid Shel Shach is the first Karban of the day, the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im is the last Karban brought in the day. What is the halacha if the Karban Tamid is not brought first? They brought a different Karban first. What will be the halacha? So it's a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say that that Karban will be disqualified. The Torah is strict that it wants Tamid Shel Shach first. Other rishonim say it's only a derabbanan, not a deraisa. Others say, interestingly enough, that if a carbon is brought before the Tamid Shel Shachar, the halacha would be that the carbon is considered that the person who had to bring that carbon has been mekayim the chiyuv, has fulfilled his obligation, but it should not be eaten. And yet others say it depends on what aspect of the carbon was done before the Tamid Shel Shachar. If only the shechita of another carbon was done before the Tamid Shel Shachar, then the halacha would be that that carbon would still be kosher. That means you would bring another carbon, do the shechita, then bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, and then do the aktara, the burning of the other carbon would be the eved be kosher. However, if you did not only the shechita of the other carbon before the Tamid Shel Shachar, you even did the aktara of the other carbon before the Tamid Shel Shachar, then that carbon will be disqualified. Then we learned in the Braisa, the Mincha ul-Chavitim. The carbon Mincha is brought before the carbon Chavitim. The Mincha is the Mincha that comes along with the carbon Tamid Shel Shachar. And the Chavitim we know is that every day the carbon, the Kohen Gadol had to bring a carbon Mincha made out of an Asira Sa'efa, half brought in the morning, half brought in the afternoon. And Abaye taught us that the Mincha precedes the Chavitim. Why? Because the Torah says, Oila u-Mincha. First bring the Oila, and then bring the Mincha. And since the Mincha of the Karban Tamid is connected to the Karban Tamid, that's why the Karban Tamid, the Karban Mincha goes first, and then we bring the Chavit. There's an interesting Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi gives a different reason why the Mincha precedes the Chavitim. The Mincha, says the Yerushalmi, is connected to the Karban Tamid, which is a Karban Tzibur. On the other hand, the Chavitim, as we explained a moment ago, are the Kohen Gadol's private carbon, and therefore carbon Tzibur comes before carbon Yochid. Says the Siach Yitzchak, so it's a beautiful pshat. Why do our Gemara not say that pshat? So the Siach Yitzchak says that you can't call the Chavitim, the carbon Chavitim that the Kohen Gadol brings, a carbon Yochid. Why? He says, since the halacha is that the Karban Chavitim is brought on Shabbos and Yontif, the Karban Chavitim is brought even when the Kohen Gadol is Tamei, which are all dinim that apply to Karban Tzibur. Furthermore, says the Siach Yitzchak, we learned the Gemara earlier in the Masechta, that if the Kohen Gadol passes away and a new Kohen Gadol has not yet been appointed, then the Karban Chavitim comes from the communal funds. So therefore, our Gemara, says the Siach Yitzchak, considered the Karban Chavitim also a Karban Tzibur. So you can't say that the Karban Mincha precedes the Karban Chavitim because this is a Karban Tzibur and this is Karban Yochid. They're both Karban Tzibur's. So that's why our Gemara had to rely on the Pasuk of Oilu Mincha. Then we learned that the Chavitim precede the Nesachim. The Chavitim of the brought by the Kohen Gadol precede the Nesachim, the wine brought along with the Karban Tamid. Why? Because Shum Mincha. The carbon chavitim is a mincha. This is not a mincha. So as the pasuk says, do all the minchas first, and then get to the next step. V'nesachim l'masachim. The nesachim on Shabbos, when we bring a carbon musaf, the nesachim of the carbon tamid precede the musaf, because the pasuk says zevach u'nesachim. The Torah says first bring the zevach and right afterwards bring the nesachim, nothing interrupting it. So you can't bring the carbon musaf in between, because the carbon musaf cannot serve as an interruption between the carbon tamid and its nesachim. Then we learned umesafin lubazichim. On Shabbos, the halacha is that we bring the carbon musaf. But another one of the avoidas that was done on Shabbos is the lechem upon him, which includes taking out the old lechem upon him, putting in the new lechem upon him, and also includes that there were two spoonfuls of levoina, spice called levoina, on top of the shulchan, which were burnt on Shabbos. So Rabbi tells us that the musafin precedes the bazichim. But Tanya asked the Gemara, we learned the braisa that says bezichim kaidim u'musafim, the bezichim precedes the musafim. Says the Gemara, Tanayi. It's a machlokes Tanayim. Our braisa holds that the musafim come before the bezichim, and this braisa holds bezichim come before musafim. Om Rabaya, and Abaya says, Mistabr command om musafim kaidim bezichim. It makes sense to say the musafim precede the bezichim. Lab mi amrit. Then the Torah say, "Baboyke, baboyke," and we learned previously that when the Torah uses the word "baboyke" twice, it teaches us to make it lahagdim, to make it as early as possible. Hachanami, regarding the lechem upon him, the Torah says, "Bayoyim, bayoyim." The Torah uses the word "bayoyim" twice. What is the Torah trying to teach us? To make it as late as possible. So if I have an opportunity to bring the musaf, and I have an opportunity to bring the bezichim, I bring the bezichim later, because the Torah told us, b'yoyim, b'yoyim, push it off. Interesting. Tosfos says, based on this, that even though the Torah tells us the word b'yoyim regarding the carbon musaf, and therefore I would think that musaf should be brought later in the day, because it says b'yoyim when it's already day, so I would wait after chatzos, and it has practical ramifications regarding davening musaf, when we should daven musaf on Shabbos. Perhaps we should daven musaf later, because it says b'yoyim. Says Tosfos, not that the Gemara taught us, that since by cover musaf it only says the word b'yoyim once, and regarding the bezichin, it says the word b'yoyim twice, so that means we shouldn't daven musaf that late. And a person, and that's the way most people actually act, they could daven musaf before chatzos, because the Torah doesn't use the word b'yoyim twice regarding Chatzos. Rashi also points out that the Gemara says regarding lechem upon him, it says the word b'yoyim twice. So Rashi says, if you look in the Chumash, where does the Torah use the word b'yoyim twice regarding lechem upon him? Regarding the lechem upon him part, but not regarding the bezichim, the burning of the levoina. We're speaking here about burning of the levoina. Says Rashi, the burning of the levoina and the replacing the new lechem upon him travel together. So if the Torah uses the word b'yoyim twice regarding the lechem upon him, it's also as if it uses it twice regarding the bezich. Ask the Gemara. Now that we said a very good reason why the bezichim should come after the mesafim, because the Torah says b'yoyim b'yoyim twice regarding the bezichim, my time of the mandam bezichim koydim l'mesafim. So what is? How could the other mandam say the bezichim come before mesafim? Answers the Gemara: Gomer chukka chukka mechavitim. We learn chukka chukka mechavitim, and just like the chavitim, as we learned earlier, certainly come earlier because they come together with the mincha of the carbon tamid, so too should the bezichim come along with them. Ask the Gemara, in Hassam, if we're learning it from there, Ligmer Kula Mils Mihassam. So if you're saying that the Bezichim travel together with the Chavitim, so then the Bezichim should even come before the Nesachim of the Karban Tamid, and nobody holds that way. Everybody agrees that the Nesachim of the Karban Tamid come before the Bezichim of the Lechem upon him. Says the Gemara, Hani b'yoyim b'yoyim lacher. Even though this man, the Omer, holds of the Gzeri Shover, of Chuka Chuka from Chavitim, to tell us the Bezichim comes before the Musafim, it's still, the Torah did use the word b'yoyim b'yoyim, which pushes off the Bezichim. And what does that accomplish? It accomplishes that it comes after the Nesachim, but before the Musaf. And again, the Mefarshim say, given that the Torah does use the word Bayoyim regarding the Kavim Musaf, which tells us that on one hand we said, since it only says Bayoyim earlier, once, we could have a Musaf before Chatzos, but still, since the Torah says we could have it, Bayoyim regarding the Musaf, we shouldn't daven it too early. So we could daven before Chatzos, but we don't daven as early as Tamid Shel Shachar. In fact, they say that the reason on Shabbos we daven late is because some people have the minhag of davening late on Shabbos, is based on this. Since the Torah says Biyoyim regarding the Musaf, so no, we could daven Musaf later. And the Tamid is all connected, like we're learning the last couple of lat, there's a sequence of kabbonis. So we're going to daven the Tamid, we're going to daven Shachris early, like the Tamid Shel Shachar is brought early. And then there's going to be an interruption between the Tamid and the Musaf that will break the sequence. So rather we bring the Kama Tamid Shel Shachar, or we daven Shachris a little later on Shabbos, so the Musaf should be daven later, again before Chatzos, and the Tamid before it. So then we learned that in our Mishnah, we go back to the Mishnah. Ketaris Shel Shachar hois a krave bein dam levarim. The Ketaris Shel Shachar was brought between bringing the dam of the spritzing the dam of the Korban Tamid and burning the Avarim. Man, ask the Gemara, who does Shita does this represent? For as we have learned earlier, Daf Chaf Aleph, there's a machlokes Rabbanan and Abishol, what was the Seder? We know, as we learned, that preparing the candles was divided 5 candles and then 2 candles. According to Rabbanon, the 5 candles were prepared, and then the Ketaris were brought, and then the other 2 candles were brought, were prepared. According to Abishol, all 7 candles were prepared, and then the Ketaris were brought. E Rabbanon, so now ask the Gemara, if it's the Rabbanon, Bein Dam Lenaris Mebayle. It wasn't brought between the Dam and the Avarim, it was brought between the Dam and the preparation of the candles. And he have a show, according to Abishol, Bein Neiris Le'Avarim. All of the candles were brought, and then the Avarim were burnt. And here it says, Bein Dam Le'Avarim. It should have said Bein Neiris, because according to Abishol, as we explained a moment ago, first all the Neiris were prepared, and only then were the Ketaris brought. So the Ritva asks, actually, the Gemara should have asked a different question. The Gemara should have said, E Rabbanon should have said, Bein Neiris Le'Neiris. Because as we explained, according to the Rabbanon, the Ketaris was brought between the first 5 and the last 2 candles. So Ritva says the Gemara's perspective and the Mishnah's perspective is not from a perspective of the Neiris. It's perspective of the Korban Tamid. We're talking about the Korban Tamid. So the Gemara should have, that's not the issue. But the issue is that according to Rabbanon, it said Bein Dam LeNeiris, not Bein Dam LeAvarim. Answers the Gemara, L'Olam Rabbanon. Our Mishnah is following the Rabbanon. However, the point of our Mishnah, or the Sidra Lekamayri, our Mishnah's point is not to start speaking exactly the order. That's not the point of our Mishnah. The point of our Mishnah is just to tell us that in that sequence, it was brought. The Rishonim say, if we're already saying this Teretz, we could have said that it's going even according to Abishol. Why didn't we say that it's going, if we're saying that the Mishnah is not going into the exact order, and that's why the Mishnah didn't focus on that, so we could have said the Mishnah is even going to Avishol, we're not following the exact order. So we're trying to give 2 answers. One is because the Rabbanon are the majority, so you want to explain the Mishnah according to Rabbanon. Another answer given is when we go back to the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph, the Gemara explained that the Mishnah works better according to Rabbanon. So since that Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph worked according to Rabbanon, we say that this Mishnah also goes according to the Rabbanon. Just to complete this discussion, here we said that the Korban Tamid was the first Korban in the day. Actually, if we look at the order we've been learning, it's not really the case, because we learned that they did Dishan HaMizbeach, that they took off the ash from the Mizbeach, Dishan HaMenorah, before the Korban Tamid. So they answered that our Gemara is focusing on Korbanos, not on anything else. Furthermore, and this is a good introduction to the next Gemara, the question is that we know that the Avarim, that the limbs, were put on the Mizbeach all night. So how can we say that the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar was the first Korban every day? So Mefarshim explained, and we've said this in the Gemara many times, the Avim that were burnt at night were not really a new Avoida that we would say is the first Avoida done in the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, it's Karbonis that cannot be burnt, or we didn't, the Kohanim didn't get to burning those limbs the day before. It's the end and the completion of that previous day's work, but it's not the beginning of a new day. When we speak about the Tamid Shel Shachar being the first Avoida in the Mizbeach, it's for that specific day. So we learned the Shaben Abayim, the Torah brought in the afternoon, Ha'isakreva ben Evarim l'Nesachim, was brought between the Evarim and the Nesachim. Menon Emili, Om Rav Yochanan, the Om Akra, K'minchas Aboiker u'Kneskoi, Tase. We should bring the Kartoiris in the afternoon, just like we bring it in the morning. Ma'am Minchas Aboiker, just regarding the Minchas Aboiker, K'toiris k'demes l'Nesachim, the K'toiris precedes the Nesachim, Afkan k'tayrus k'tems l'nesachim. First do the k'tayrus, and then do the nesachim. Ask the Gemara, imalahal k'tayrus k'tems levarim. Just like in the morning, the k'tayrus comes before the evarim. Afkan we should say k'tayrus k'tems levarim. Answers the Gemara, miksiv k'avri abayker. Doesn't the Torah is not talking about the avrim? The avrim could come before the k'tayrus. K'michas abayker. We're referring to the Karban Mincha for like every biker, and the biker could, the Evarim of the Karban Tamid Shabena Abayim could be brought before the Ketayus. Ask all the Rishonim. We just finished saying that the Evarim are brought all night. So what are we saying that the Evarim of the Karban Tamid Shabena Abayim precede the Ketayus? That's not true. The Evarim are brought all night. So they answer, and it's follows what we just said before. Really, the time for the Avarim is in the day that the carbon is brought. The Torah tells us that if we can't get to those Avarim by day, there's a lot of work, there's a lot of things going on, so the Torah says the Kohanim could bring it at night. But it's not to say that the time is by night. The time is really by day. And not only is it by day, but it really precedes the Ketayrus. Just so we couldn't get to the Ketayrus, and we couldn't get to him, the Torah tells us to bring it at night. The Torah says, V'niskoi revia sahin l'keves ha'echad. Like we said earlier in the Shir, that the Karban Tamid has to have Nesachim. The only question is, this pasuk of V'niskoi revia sahin l'keves ha'echad is mentioned after the Torah teaches us the din of the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Ben Abay. So the Braisa now is going to speak regarding which Karban Tamid does the Torah speak about bringing in a Sochem. Does the Torah mean the Tamid Shel Shachar, or does the Torah mean the Tamid Shel Ben Abay? Tana Abonan, the risk of Yavir Sahin, Yilmat Shachar and Shel Arvis. Since the Torah speaks about the Tamid Shel Shachar, then it speaks about the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim, and then it speaks about the Nesachim. So since the Nesachim are immediately preceded with the dinim of the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim, it comes to teach us that the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim is the carbon that requires the Nesachim, and then from the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim we learn that not only the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim requires Nesachim, so too the Tamid Shel Shachar. Rebbe, on the other hand, says, Arvis Mishel Shachmas. The Torah is really referring to the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, that it requires Nesachim, and then we learn the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim from the Tamid Shel Shachar. Says the Gemara, Bishlam l'Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, Hai b'Tamid Shel Shabayim K'sif, like we said a moment ago. Since the Parsik, immediately preceding the dinner of the Nesachim, speaks about the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim, it makes sense to say that it's the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim that requires the Nesachim, and we learn the Shachas from it. El the Rebbe, that says that the Parsik is referring to the Tamid Shel Shachar, my Tama, how did Rebbe come to learn it that way? Amar Rabba Bar Ula, Amar Kra, Lekevis Echad. Since the Torah, when it speaks about the Nesachim, says the words Lekeves HaEchad, Eiz HaKeves Shenem HaEchad, which is the Karban Tamid that is called Echad, Hava Oimer She Tamid Shel Shachar. So since the Torah uses the word HaEchad regarding the Nesachim, and it uses the word echad regarding the Talmud Shel Shachar, that comes to say that it's the Talmud Shel Shachar that really requires the Nesachim, and the Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim is learned from it. Rabbanan, what would Rabbanan say with Rebbe's explanation? My echad, the word echad that it says by the Talmud Shel Shachar is not coming to connect the Talmud Shel Shachar to the Nesachim. It's come to teach us meyuchad shebe edroy, that you should use your best animal for the Talmud Shel Shachar. The Rebbe, according to Rebbe, who says that the word echad, which is said by the Talmud Shel Shachar, is coming to teach us that we connect it to the Nesachim. How will he know that you're supposed to use your best animal for the Talmud Shel Shachar? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says memifcha nedarecha, use your best animal for your carbon. Memifcha nedarecha nafka. The best. Rabbanan. So we already have a pasuk that teaches us the best. Why do I need another pasuk to teach me the best? Why do I need echad? Answers the Gemara. Chad v'chayva. One pasuk teaches us that an animal that I'm obligated, a carbon that I'm obligated to bring, I should bring the best carbon. V'chad v'nadava. One is talking about a carbon that I donate, I have to bring the best carbon. V'tzrichi. And I need separate psukim for each type of carbon. And Rashi explains why. Rashi says, if I would only have one pasuk, mifcha nedarecha, to teach us that we have to bring the best animal, on one hand, perhaps I would say it's only talking about a carbon chayva. The Torah tells us I have to bring a carbon, so why does the Torah want us to bring the best? But a carbon that I don't have to bring, it's donated, it's optional, so I can bring whatever I want. That's one way of thinking. Another way of thinking is, nobody asks you to donate a carbon. If you went ahead from your free volition and donated a carbon, what carbon should you bring? The best carbon. A chayiv, you have to do it no matter what, so bring what you have. So since I don't know, there's a reason to say that a carbon chayiv should be your best animal. There's a reason to say that the carbon nedava should be your best animal. That's why I need two psukim according to the Rabbanan, and I don't have echad left over to connect the carbon Talmud Shel Shachar to the Nesachim, and that's why I say that the Nesachim are mainly brought for the Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim. Now, the obvious question that all the Rishonim ask is, at the end of the day, what's the practical nafkamina between the Rabbanan and the Rebbe? Both of them agree that both by the Talmud Shel Shachar and the Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim, we have to bring Nesachim. So what's the machloikis? So most Rishonim actually say that there is no practical difference between Rebbe and Rabbanan. It's just how to understand Pshat and Apasik. When the Torah tells us about the Nesachim, how do we understand Pshat and Apasik? Not that there's any practical nafkamina. That's how most Rishonim work. Some Rishonim say it doesn't really have any practical ramification for everyday's Talmud, because we have to bring the Nesachim both for the Talmud Shel Shachar and for Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim. The nafkamina will be on Sukkos. When do we have to bring the Nisuch HaMayim? When is the main time for Nisuch? Is it mainly in the afternoon, as the Rabbanan learn, or is it mainly in the morning, as Rebbe learns? Tosfos has a third shot. He has the most practical nafkamina. He says, let's say there'll be a situation where I only have enough for one type of bringing the Sochem. When should I bring it? Should I bring it in the morning? Or should I bring it in the afternoon? And that's what the Machlokes is. According to the Rabbanon, the afternoon Nesachim are the primary Nesachim. So if I'm faced with a limited supply, bring it in the afternoon. According to the Rebbe, the morning Nesachim are the main Nesachim, and bring it in the morning. So the Sfasemis and the Marsham ask Akasha on Tosfos. Here we're facing a situation. What's Tosfos saying? That according to the Manda Omer, that the main place where the Torah spoke about the Nesachim is in the afternoon. If I have a limited supply, don't bring in the morning, bring in the afternoon. Ask the Sfasemis, we're in the morning. We have to bring a Karmat Tamid. We have the Nesachim available. So the halacha should be that we should bring the Nesachim. What's going to be in the afternoon? We'll worry about the afternoon and the afternoon. We have a chiv not to bring the Sochem. We have the Sochem available. We bring them. In the afternoon, we'll bring them. So Mefarsh should bring a rai from here to a machloikis that we discussed already. The machloikis of Radvaza Chacham Tzvi. Radvaza Chacham Tzvi discussed a shayla where somebody could do a mitzvah. The question is, I'll give you an example. A person is Rahman al-Salon in prison. And he can only, and he'll be allowed out of on Purim to go to hear the Megillah, either by night or by day. But he can't go both times. So Ratva says, go by night. You have opportunity to do a mitzvah, do it. The Chacham Tzvi says, since the halacha is that the main time to read the Megillah is by day, so wait till the day, not till the night. So don't we have a ride to the Chacham Tzvi? Here too, says the Masham, since the afternoon, according to this man, the Omer, is the main time to bring the Nesachim, even though right now I have the mitzvah in front of me, do it now. So the Rebbe Yoshev, and I saw other poskim say, that although from here we have a raya, that we could do a mitzvah, the better mitzvah, the mochashva mitzvah, I should wait for later, it's not a raya to all areas in halacha. Why? For two reasons. Number one, here we're dealing with a carbon seber. We're not talking about an individual. It could be an individual should always do the mitzvah that's available to him, not to do the mitzvah that's later. Whereas here we're dealing with a carbon seber, that's why we wait to do the mitzvah, that the better mitzvah, that's one nafkamina, why we don't have proof from here to the Chacham Tzvi and Ratvaz Shaila. Another thing which will limit where we will agree to the Chacham Tzvi is in the situation here where from the Tamid Shel Shachar to Tamid Shel Ben Abayim there isn't such a big time differential. This is brought in the morning, this is brought in the afternoon, so we should do it in the afternoon if that's the main mitzvah. However, in a situation, and that would be, I guess, the same by Purim, where from the morning to from the night Megillah reading to the morning Megillah reading is not such a big time difference. But in a situation where you could do a mitzvah today, where let's say a person could go out to Dav, they'll give him a furlough, again, the person in Rechman Slan in prison, to go out this Shabbos. Say, you know what, instead of going out this Shabbos, I'm going to save it for Yom Neroim, which there's a lot, which is a big time from now to the Yom HaNaroim, that we don't expect the person to have to do. You can do the mitzvah now, maybe even our Gemara would agree, do the mitzvah now and don't wait. So we learned in the Mishnah, in my Kohen Gadol Zaken Instanus, the Kohen Gadol was an elderly person, or he was a delicate person, and he couldn't take going into the mitzvah, we used to warm up the mitzvah for him. So now the Gemara discusses, how do we do it? Tanya, Amr Yehuda, a shoshu shel barzel, a piece of metal steel, hay mechamim me'erev Yom Kippur, they used to heat up an Erev Yom Kippur, and then Yom Kippur in the morning to warm up the mitzvah, u'metil natoich tzonin, they would throw it into the cold mikvah, k'dei shetofik tzinosim, in order that it should take off the chill. Ask the Gemara, v'loy mitzarif. Mitzarif means that you're completing making the metal. When you want to harden a piece of metal, first you heat it up, and then you throw it into cold water. So here, by taking that hot metal, you're throwing it into, and then throwing it into cold water, you're doing the malacha mitzarif. As machlokes, what malacha is being done here? According to Rashi, the malacha is makka bepatish. You're completing. Makka patish always means completing the processing of something. Here you're completing the processing of making the metal. Others learn that the malacha is mechaba, that the metal is red hot, and by throwing it into cold water, you're extinguishing the heat. Amar Rabbi, shleigil itzarif. We're dealing in a situation where by throwing this metal into the cold water, it won't be, we'll learn with Rashi's pshat, it won't be completed. Why? So Rishonim explained. When did we heat up this metal? We heated it up, Erev Yom Kippur. When are we throwing it into the fire? When are we throwing it into the cold mikvah? Yom Kippur in the morning. So there's been a whole night interval in between. Since there's been such a long interval in between, that makes that the metal is not that hot. And since the metal is not that hot, when is the metal hardened? When it's very hot, and then you quickly throw into cold water. Here, some of the heat dissipated by being left all night, so that's not tzirif. Even if it is going to be considered tzirif by taking this hot metal and throwing it into the cold mikveh, here, that's not his kavana. His kavana is not to make a hat to make the metal hard. His kavanah is to cool off the mikvah. It's Dovah Shenim Skavin, and it's Mutar. So the Rishonim ask, we know that even Rav Shimon, who holds Dovah Shenim Skavin Mutar, Psik Reisha, something that's inevitable to happen, is Mutar, is also. So here, yes, it's Dovah Shenim Skavin. The person throwing the hot metal into the cold mikveh, his kavon is not to harden the metal. But that's what happens automatically. So Rav Shimon agrees. So I saw two answers. One answer is that it's not for sure that that's going to happen. What's Psik Reisha? Psik Reisha means that for sure it's going to happen. Here it's not for sure it's going to happen. That's why it's not considered Dovah Shenim Skavin. Another pshat that I saw, the Ravid says this pshat, interesting pshat, is that the Gemara says, first we have it in Masechet Shabbos, we had it in Masechet Pesachim. The Gemara says, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, of Dovah Shenim Skavin is Mutar Osar. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Osar, Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutar. Comes along the Gemara later, Vomer Abaya, Maidu Rav Shimon Psik Reisha. Rav Shimon agrees that it's Psik Reisha. That means originally Rav Shimon did not agree to Psik Reisha. He held that every Dovah Shenim Skavin, even when it's a Psik Reisha, is Mutter. This Mishnah is referring to the situation before Rav Shimon was Maidu to Psik Reisha. And Rav Yoshev uses that concept to another Shaila that we actually discussed. Rav Yoshev says that we know that you're not allowed to go into a hot mikveh on Yontif Shabbos. So how could the Kohen Gadol go into the hot mikveh? So again, he says our Mishnah is referring before they made Gzeira going into hot mikveh. Because what happened? Originally, they said that going into hot mikveh, if the water was warm before Shabbos, it was mutter. Later, when the people started playing tricks, so to speak, where they warmed up the water on Shabbos and said it was warm from before Shabbos, that's when they said you're not allowed to go into hot mikveh for Shabbos. So what's the answer? It's before that gezeira. Here too, it's before Rav Shimon agreed to Psik Reisha. Ask the Gemara, Umi Amar Abaye Hochi, did Abaye say that a Dovah Shenim Skavin is mutter? For Tanya, it says in the Torah, Besar Orlosoi, the Mila should be done by the Orlo. Afilu B'Mokoim, Shiyesham Beheretz, even if on the Mila there is Tzaraas Yokits, Divrei Rabbi Yoshiya. You could cut off the Mila, even though that it means that you're going to be cutting off the Tzaraas. And the Torah says he shomar b'neged Tzaraas, that you're not allowed to cut off the Tzaraas. You're allowed to make a Mila, even though it involves cutting off the Tzaraas. Vavinaba krom lomli. Why do we need a pasuk? Of course, I have to do the Mila. I'm not intending to cut off the tzaras. I'm intending to make the mila. Vamabaya, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Dovah Shenim Skavin Osir. It's going according to Yehuda that says the Dovah Shenim Skavin is Osir. Hani mila, b'chala tarikula. So here we're back to our question: why do we see according to Abaya that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Dovah Shenim Skavin is Osir? So how could you say that you could throw the hot metal into the water, and even though it's getting hardened, It's not a problem because it's Dovah Shenim Skavin. It's only by the Mila B'Tzaraas that the Torah told us it's Mutter. But not anywhere else. So how could he be Mekel here? Says the Gemara, Avol Hochet Tzirf Rabbanu. So the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to understand this Gemara. Rashi says like this. Abaye says yes. Abaye holds a Dovah Shenim Skavin as Osir always. Even in a place that involves a mitzvah. But when does a buyer hold that way? When the issue is an issa deraisa. Like here, where the person does the mila and he's cutting off the tzaraas, were the Torah not to tell us beferish explicitly that it's mutter, it'd be us to cut that mila. But our Gemara, says Rashi, the hardening of the metal is only a drabonon. Since it's only a drabonon, that's why even though I'm doing an issa, I'm hardening the metal, that isn't overridden by this issue. That's how Rashi explains. Tosfos explains the way to work it, understand it is, something that a concept that we've encountered many times, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Since over here, hardening the metal is only Issa D'Rabbanan, and we're dealing with the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol does all the avoiding the Beis HaMikdash, there are no Issuri D'Rabbanan in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why even according to Yehuda, who holds Dovah Shenim Skavin as Osir, here it's only D'Rabbanan, and it'll be Mutter. Few points. Number one, the issue of making a mila bezman hazeh, if there's a tzaraas on that mokum, is not relevant, because nowadays there is no tzaraas. even if somebody were to examine the Makom HaMila and say, what I see here looks like tzaras, it wouldn't be relevant. Because a tzaras is only considered tzaras when a kohen declared that it's tzaras. Even though it looks like tzaras, and anybody who ever learned Parshas Metzora could tell you that this is tzaras, that doesn't make it in tzaras. So now that we don't have kohanim who declare things tzaras, this is not relevant. However, the issue that our Gemara and our Mishnah discussed, the Mechas Yitzchak does use lalok l'maisa. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that if we're dealing with a delicate kohen or an elderly kohen who can't take the cold water, he's allowed to go in. We're allowed to heat up the mikvah, even if we're allowed to do an even if it involves an issur rabbanan. Based on this, there's a Mordechai that says that if a person, let's say on Shabbos, is very cold and he doesn't have his heat on, so normally asking a guy to do a malacha on Shabbos is asur. It's an issur rabbanan. A miral akam shvus, asking a guy to do malacha is asur. Here, since a person is echakel choylim Eitzel Hakar, everybody's considered sick that he doesn't want to be cooled. So he's a Chayla Sheish Eimbay Sakana. And the Loch is, for Chayla Sheish Eimbay Sakana, I'm allowed to ask a guy to do Maloch. Says the Mechas Yitzchak, it works the other way too. Let's say someone's in a home where there is no air conditioning and it's very hot. So could he call in a guy to put on the air conditioning? So he says, just like everybody. So it's considered uncomfortable to sit in a place where it's cold. It's also uncomfortable to sit in a place where it's very hot. Or he uses it, and one could ask a guy to put on an air conditioner at Shabbos. Of course, the best way to do it is not to ask him explicitly, to ask him the derech remiza, and he should understand that that's what you need. Or he says, the question is, sometimes when you open up a door in a house that has an air conditioner and a thermostat, and you open up the door and the heat comes in, and that causes the air conditioning to go on, which may be an issur d'rabbanan, or may be something that should not normally be mutter. But here again, since we're dealing with a situation that sitting in a hot house is very uncomfortable, and a person is like, that's why he says you're allowed to open the door in a house that has a thermostat, even though it may cause the air conditioner to go on.